the good news, the eternally good news, is that God, the Supreme Being, the intelligence that is the creative power responsible for this entire universe, lives within you. At the very center of your being dwells the Supreme Self. Do you realize that? Do you recognize the implications of that fact? When we meditate, we are going into the very heart of our being. The heart could also be considered the womb of the soul. And we are inviting the God Self, who remains in potentia, to be born within us and through us, and as the Self. Each of us is the Virgin Mary and the Immaculate Conception of the presence of God must be fully actualized rather than simply allowed to remain potential. God is there, but God is obscured behind the ego. The ego must give way to allowing the birth to fully happen. And so each time we sit to meditate, it is an act of giving birth. But often we don't sit long enough to let the birth fully happen. We feel one or two labor pains and we get up, we quit. We can't handle the contractions. They're really expansions that we cannot handle. And so we don't wait long enough. Or we don't have enough faith that God is actually there to be born, and we think, well, there's just this black hole there, and I better not go too close to the edge or I'll fall in. But if we realize that the Supreme Intelligence is present within us, we will allow the ego to give way. And if there is love for the birth that wants to happen, it will happen easily and quickly and fully. But like any mother, you know, once you have the baby, your life is not your own any longer. You have to fully take care of that baby. It becomes everything. And so with that birth comes a huge responsibility to then be the vessel in which God grows, the cradle, the manger, you could say, within this animal form. The divine must be protected, must be given the proper kind of nourishment, and must be allowed to completely reveal its true nature. So Freud said at the beginning of the 20th century that this was a century of insults to the human ego. He said Copernicus was the first insult with the idea that the Earth isn't the center of the universe, but the Sun is the center, at least of our solar system. And then the next insult was that of Darwin, who said, well, humans aren't even responsible for their own presence here. They're the result of a process, and that the human body is an animal form that is very close to those of the apes, etc. And that was an insult to the human ego. And then Freud added another insult, and he said, you know what, even your mind doesn't belong to you. There's an unconscious sensor there that controls you. You think you have free will and you're doing what you want to do, but actually there's a programming there that overrules you and fools you into thinking that you're doing what you want, when in fact drives are being activated that have nothing to do with your conscious mind, which only rationalizes all of that after the fact. But the truth is, even Freud is trumped by the fact that the ego itself, even the censor, is fooled into thinking it's running the show, because it's not. Because behind the entire structure of the ego is the God self that has only been awakening, only been waiting the moment to awaken and to be born through all of these illusions. At the moment that the human ego reached the height of its egocentricity and narcissism, and through that brings the world to a state of collapse at that very moment, there is destined to be a reappearance, a rebirth, not only on an individual level, but on a collective level of the oneself. Through those who are willing and strong enough to withstand the pangs of childbirth. But those who fear that and who maintain a very closed ego system and resist the birth of God within, then find themselves in more and more agony of lostness, because they have closed off access to their own wisdom, their own heart, their own love, their own strength, their own understanding of life, their own source of living energy. And so there is a moment that comes in which there is no longer a choice. One's ego has to give way and allow this divine birth to happen. And all of us are gathered here because we've all reached that point. There's nothing else left to do in our lives. We've tried every other option. And the ego has found itself in a situation where its life is unmanageable. We're all egoholics. The good thing is, it doesn't require even 12 steps. It's only one simple step that's not even a step, it's only a realization. You know, Abhinavagupta, who is the great guru of the Kashmir Shaivite tradition, he said there were four levels of means to God realization. There was the divine level of means, when one is able to absolutely silence the mind and eliminate thought constructs that obscure the God self. And if one has sufficient amount of power and recognition of the truth, that can be done in one single step. And then the second level is what he called the empowered means, in which it takes a number of steps, 12 or more, to get there, but there is a discipline, a willpower that is sufficient to get one to take every step and peel away every veil as it comes up until all of the defenses have been removed. And then the third level, the individual means, is for those who only do it through pain and suffering and having to realize and analyze each karmic crash and then discover gradually that there is no other way out. But he said all three of these levels are really inadequate when we get to the final moment in the cycle of time, that the only way it will be able to be done is through what he called no means. Because we won't have even that power to do it with our own force of will, but it will only be able to be done through surrender. But an absolute surrender. And through that surrender, as an act of love, God will come pouring through us and will reveal the truth of our being in a way that will bring us from the anxiety, the depression, the despair of the ego into the bliss, the radiance of the eternal self. So in our meditation tonight, start with the realization that the Supreme Self is the center of your being, not somewhere up there or down there or out there, anywhere, except the very core of your own being. Awake and present as being, as consciousness, as intelligence, and primarily as love. And simply surrender your consciousness to allow the force, the infinite power of this love to emerge from within you and push all the way out and radiate into the world. And liberation will be achieved instantly and forever.